This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go caller 10 right now at 800-636-1067. You'll win two tickets to Government Mule Friday, October 31st at Warner Theater. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Good luck to you. Caller 10, 800-636-1067. It is indeed Beltway Blitz time. Spin you around what's going on in the world of sports that you care about. We will start on the diamond, please, Darius. About Chelsea Janes, Washington Post, Talk Nats, name MLB. Real quick, Chelsea, while I got you, I thought the All-Star game and kind of the weekend surrounding it, pretty big success this year for MLB. Your thoughts?
Yeah, totally agree. I think that showed up in the ratings, and the All-Star game itself was certainly the most interesting I've seen in a really long time. So I think they've gotten onto something there.
What do you expect to see out of the Nationals in the second half? Is it really just watching the trade deadline and just seeing what James Wood and Mackenzie Gore and C.J. Abrams do, or are there any other storylines that you're following?
I think it'll be really interesting just to see who gets playing time, especially in the outfield, you know, as Dylan Cruz comes back. I think with, you know, Mike DiBartolo in charge, you know, and Miguel Cairo running the clubhouse now, it'll just kind of be interesting to see where their heads are at, and certainly in the case of DiBartolo, like who he sees as part of the future. And that'll also be true at the deadline. So I think, you know, just kind of be interesting to see how the people that are left in that front office are thinking about what they've got on that roster.
Will there be a way to kind of see the influence of DiBartolo and company kind of at this short order at the trade deadline rest of the way? Or is it really proof going to be in the pudding heading into the offseason for us out here in the public?
I think the proof was ultimately in the pudding, because I'm assuming that they'll get a lot of prospect type guys, you know, for some of these pieces. And, you know, there was always sort of a sense that, you know, Riz had done well in trades, and you can tell that right away. So I think it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what DiBartolo does. Does he trade Gore? Is he going to be super aggressive? You know, stuff like that. But I think you'll have a sense of if something's different, you know, judging by the kind of guys they're able to get for the guys they have.
I saw the column that you had retweeted today from Thomas Boswell basically saying that the learners have to pony up or they need to sell the team. Which do you think is more likely?
Neither. But, I think that in the short term, they might be a little bit of flexibility with the roster if they feel things are going in the right direction, just because it's very hard for me to see them making a decision on the asset as a whole before the, you know, next collective bargaining agreement and labor unrest.
So let's get to that, Chelsea. That's kind of a thing that hadn't been on many fans' radars. Up until maybe now is when kind of the second half of this year, and you realize you're less than a season and a half away from a potential pretty significant work stoppage. Where are we at on that? What are the central issues, and is it as bad as people are kind of perceiving?
I think it's as bad as everyone is perceiving. The Major League Baseball owners have decided, and I think rightfully so, that they have to figure out how to handle the disparity between teams like the Dodgers and teams like the Pirates. You know, it isn't a hopeful situation for a lot of teams right now, you know, in smaller markets. So how do you do that? Well, the obvious way is a salary cap. The union has always and hung its hat on being the only union that has never surrendered a salary cap, and I think is willing to go a really long way to keep them from getting one, simply so that they can say that they have, for no other reason. And so I think the owners are going to try that. But I think the owners also disagree on the best way to handle this. So they're going to be figuring out what to propose, how long to wait on something like a cap. It's I think, going to be pretty ugly, but also very complicated, because I think the owners aren't in lockstep either in the smaller and bigger markets.
How much does that affect things on the day-to-day? Like, if you're trying to re-sign a guy to a long-term deal, which I don't know that the Nationals are necessarily in that market, but say they were trying to re-sign a Mackenzie Gore, how much does that play into some of these decisions with the impending work stoppage?
I think pretty significantly. I think maybe more significantly than we've ever seen before. My understanding is that Vladimir Guerrero Jr., for example, who signed a $500 million contract this year, structured it in such a way that accounted for, okay, maybe it's going to be kind of a different year in 2027. So I think teams that are looking to make long-term decisions will be thinking about it. And I think a team like the Nationals, who's weighing, do we sell, you know, stuff like that, might say, okay, let's just see how the financial landscape looks after this negotiation, because it could change things and make things look more favorable or much worse than before.
Chelsea, apologies if I missed your take on it, but what did you make of the Nats kind of surprising a lot in the industry and taking Eli Willett's first overall?
You know, it seems like they had a plan. It didn't feel like a move that Mike Rizzo necessarily would have made if left to his own devices. Certainly isn't the kind of thing he had done in the past. So it felt different. It felt like a kind of a fresh approach. And I think, you know, if they can sign the guys they got behind him, I think they're going to be, you know, considered to have had a really strong draft.
Chelsea, appreciate the time. Great insight as always.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the National Football League. To talk about the NFL, our buddy, the expert, the best in the business, Denton Day. Denton, what'd you make of TJ Watt signing a massive extension?
I'd officially put to death any conversation of trading Terry McLaurin for TJ Watt. So congratulations to him for getting his money, but he owes us about at least 3 days worth of radio.
I will 100% agree to that. Looking at that division, that's a buzzsaw, dude. The AFC North is nasty, and Cleveland's there too. But everybody else is pretty good, or at least dangerous. I mean, you think of Cincinnati last year, barely missing the playoffs. Who would have wanted to have seen them come postseason time? How does that division play out?
So I'm 100% with you. I think it'll be one of the toughest divisions in football, with Cleveland also being there. I don't think that Pittsburgh is a threat necessarily, but God help anyone if playing in the preseason helps the Bengals not start like 0-4, like they've done each of the past four seasons. If they just get a little bit of rhythm before week five, they're going to be hell to pay for absolutely everybody. It would also be nice if they stop someone from scoring 40 on them. But between those two teams, I don't know how anybody stops the Bengals offense. They're just so loaded on the outside. And while I think Lamar Jackson is one of, if not the best current active quarterbacks in the NFL, I just think Cincinnati has way too many weapons. So if they can play just, it doesn't even have to be average, fellas. If they can play what you would classify as bad defense after what last
year
was horrific defense, they're going to win at least 11 or 12 games.
From the AFC North to the NFC North, what do you make of the teams in that division? You had the Vikings had a spectacular season, but they don't have their quarterback back. The Lions lose both their coordinators. What do you expect of those teams, and do you expect the Bears to take that step forward?
I don't really know if I expect the Bears to take that step forward. I will be late to the party there. We have done this song and dance how many times since 1985? It feels like forever, right? Where, oh, this is finally the year the Bears are going to be good, and then they never end up being good. So I'll be late to the party there. I think Detroit's taking a major step back because of the losses they have at coordinators. I think Minnesota is going to take a significant step back. Defense from year to year seems very volatile. At times, it kind of fluctuates all over the place. So despite the fact they were really good last year, for whatever reason, sometimes the ball just doesn't bounce their way in consecutive years. And I don't know what J.J. McCarthy is. We saw our guy play really well in his first year. C.J. Stroud played really well in his first year. But how many, if you're just comparing the list of guys that played really well in their first year with guys that needed a little bit of time, the list of guys that needed a little bit of time is significantly longer. So I'm not putting all my eggs in the basket of J.J. McCarthy just being the savior in Minnesota. I think Green Bay is going to win that division. I really like Jordan Love. To me, he's the best quarterback in that division. So I think that division is Green Bay's to win.
Denton, I'm going to go like 80% Bryant Gumbel real sports on a question here. All right, so here we go. Miami Dolphins, disappointing year or beginning of a slide?
beginning of a slide. You know, my thought is, and maybe I'm looking way too far ahead here, but when Cliff eventually gets a head coaching job again, which would mean that he has another really good year, so I think that would be positive for Washington. Mike McDaniel is going to be the hottest offensive coordinator on the market when he ends up getting fired in Miami. We know it's going to happen. I think he would be a great fit here for whenever Cliff Kingsbury leaves. I don't think they're going to be very good this year. I think they've kind of squeezed everything that they can out of Tua Tagovailoa. And their roster just doesn't really excite me. Outside of, you know, Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, they don't really have a lot of great pieces. They move on from Jalen Ramsey. I just don't think that's a very good football team right now. And I think the facade or the fun that Mike McDaniel once bought of being this quirky guy who listens to rap music and Mike Jones, like all these different things, it just, I don't think it's selling anymore.
I like that one. I'm going to do one more Bryant Gumbel-style question. Here we go. Arizona Cardinals, team on the rise? Or fraudulent clown show?
Fraudulent clown show, and they will continue to be a fraudulent clown show until their quarterback literally rises above 5'9". If he can't see over your offensive line in November, you are not going to win football games. So they are a fraudulent clown show.
Denton, always great, man. Appreciate it.
All right, fellas.
See you, boss.
Let's talk about the Commanders. Joining us to talk about the Commanders is a professional poker player from the World Series of Poker.
Yeah.
Johnny Cakes all.
Yeah. That's Flakes.
You know what? I will take that introduction. Professional poker player.
This is our first guest that's ever. It's only. Is our first. I talk for a living. Oh my God. Oh my God. Let me try that again. Our only guest that has ever cashed in the World Series of Poker, Cakesy. We're you one of one. Right
again,
here.
I will take those accolades. Please keep them coming. I appreciate it, fellas. How are you?
Cake, speaking of cashing out, do you think that Terry McLaurin's going to get his deal done before training camp or anytime soon?
I don't know if it happens before training camp. We were shocking to hear that the junks were taking wagers on when exactly he would be signed. That's it's kind of our deal. I think I predicted somewhere around like August 1st to August 3rd. I don't think it gets done before vets reported the beginning of next week, but I think it gets done. Look, these are, you know, sticky negotiations. Obviously the team wants a certain number. Terry wants a different number. He obviously wants a longer term than the team is willing to give. And look, if Terry McLaurin were 24 or 25, you know, the age of guys like Garrett Wilson and Ja'Marr Chase, I think this would be a much easier negotiation. We had Neil Greenberg on today. He said, this is one of the tougher guys to pin down as far as what his value is, because he's about to turn 30 in mid-September. And a lot of times these guys' productions go off a cliff once they get to like 31, 32, 33. I don't think that's going to happen with Terry. I mean, the guy, we know what sort of worker he is. We know how much time and effort, blood and sweat he puts into his craft. I think it gets done, but I don't think it gets done before the vets come back for training camp.
Flixie, in terms of what might, like, what's the worst case scenario here? And I guess what I'm getting at is, we've clamored for so long, let's have an adult in charge. Let's have a general manager.
Yeah.
What I keep coming back to is the general manager is currently general managing. Shouldn't we just not complain until it goes bad? Like, what's the realistic worst thing that can happen? Like, do you really think they trade Terry McLaurin, or does he, you know, do something that he's never done, totally out of character, and like sit out and refuse to play for the team, a la Trent Williams? Like, what's the worst case?
I don't think
there?
He's going to sit out. I think the worst case nuclear scenario is they're just unable to come to a number, and Adam Peters does attempt to trade him. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, look, we know how Dan Quinn and Adam Peters and Josh Harris talk about the value of being a commander. Like, Terry McLaurin checks every single one of those boxes and then some as far as toughness, grittiness, dedication to the team, you know, putting the team before individuals. So I think they're going to come to a number. I think it's just the real sticking point is that he's almost 30. They probably don't want to give him a four-year deal. I'm sure he and his agent are pushing for a longer term than the team wants to give. I think they're going to meet somewhere in the middle, and they're going to sweeten the guarantee number and maybe shorten the term to get it done. But I don't see him missing the beginning of the season. I certainly don't see him being traded.
What was your favorite move this offseason?
Favorite move? You know what? It's probably the latest one. If you can get Von Miller on a super cheap deal, and look, you're not getting the Von Miller who's a Super Bowl MVP from however many years ago, maybe 10 or 7 or 8. I can't remember the exact year, but
it's been a minute.
Look, we saw his metrics as far as what he did in the limited role with Buffalo, and he's still an effective pass rusher. He's still a guy who's going to wreak havoc, but it's going to be just on a lesser scale than it was, you know, during his prime. So I think to add him to a team that, look, we know that this team needs pass rush help. It got ignored during the draft, and this is kind of their way to, as a make good. I think the Von Miller, especially for the price that you're paying that guy, that's probably my favorite move up to this point.
Cakes, I've played fantasy with you for many years, and you started a movie with Tom Hanks, Tinker Tailor Fantasy Pickup. It's a spy movie.
It's about
adding and dropping players.
Danny.
Yeah.
Yes.
What will have to happen for you to own a member of Washington's running back core on your fantasy team? How bad will things have gotten for old Flakes?
Wow, that I think that's real desperate measures time. Like, I don't want any part of B-Rob. I think the most attractive option is Austin Eckler, but like the huge question mark him obviously is, will he be fully healthy? We know he's not going to be a guy who gets 20 touches. You have to manage his touches to around 10 or a dozen per game. Now, like in a full PPR league, now, Danny, for those uninitiated, PPR means point per reception. Duh, that's like you and I, like, come on, let's like, we know our middle names type of deal. But like Eckler, he's a real asset in a full PPR type of league. So if I had to pick one piece of that backfield, it would have to be Austin Eckler.
What kind of expectations do you have for this team? Is it playoff or bust, or is it win a playoff game or bust? Or what kind of expectations do you have for the team going into this year?
Well, Toby, you know one of Grant and Danny's favorite bits is when the Junks go through the schedule and do W's and L's, like long before any extra personnel are added to the teams. And I think I was very bullish with the 2025 Commanders. If my memory serves correct, I have them with 12 or 13 wins. Unlike my Junkies colleague, Eric Bickle, I am not a schedule scaredy cat because we have a superstar in Jaden Daniels. We saw what he did last year in turning around a 4-win team to a 12-win team and taking them within 1 win of the Super Bowl. I'm again bullish. 12 or 13 wins, my boys. Don't be afraid to go big and predict double-digit wins.
Is there something where you could let your World Series of Poker money ride on that and like – make it a really huge super-duper windfall? Is that something you might do?
Oh, well, come on, Danny. I worked hard to grind to get that money. I'm not about to put it on a Commander's season win total. I might be willing to, like, wager a portion of it. But let's not get crazy. We're not risking that whole enchilada on one bet like that. It's called bankroll management, Danny. You know this.
I know all about that. Cakes is not cash out, bro. Appreciate you, dude. Thank you.
Thanks, Cakes.
All right, boys. Talk to you
See
later.
You, buddy. Have a great weekend. There he goes, Johnny Cakes Sauvel. New radio program. You guys should check it out.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
Have you heard these guys in the morning?
Just recently. It was something that I just randomly caught.
The Sports Junkies is the name of the show.
Oh, is it? So, like, the Junkies?
Yeah, so you might hear them referred to as the Junks.
Okay.
Or the Junkies.
Mm-hmm.
Sports Junkies, 106.7 The Fan. They've been on for, I think it's 30 years, almost. Man, they're still so bleeping good.
So good.
By the way. I make fun because they're an institution and they're awesome. I make fun of all the guys, but it's like, because I know them so damn well. That's what's so special about it. I don't know why I'm waxing all poetic because I just talked to Cakes on a Friday. I'm in like a good mood because I'm thinking about what I'm going to eat for dinner, honestly.
You got yourself in a good mood. You won against the, what was it, the DOT, VDOT, or who was it that you...
I'm not sure whatever the institution was. I don't know if it was the 66 Express Lanes.
Yeah, you won against the
man.
Yeah, the people.
That's
and then
it
you
is.
Got to talk to Cakes on a Friday. It's a pretty good day for you.
It's always my favorite. Here's what I want to do next. I want to have a little conversation. We're going to do some football analytical chatting. Little football conversation. They signed Von Miller. You heard old Cakes talk about it a moment ago. I want to go through their three best pass rushers and try to figure out how successful we think they're going to be at pass rushing. We will do that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's good for a day, at least that Grant wasn't here. During the commercial break, just now I was doing like a whole financial breakdown of stuff. And you had to leave to go do the update, but everyone was staring at me. Darius asked me what something meant. I was a pig in mud. It's like my favorite thing is to be the guy that kind of knows what he's talking about. Oh, I'm so happy right now. I'm telling you, I'm in a great mood. Great mood.
It's a good Friday for you.
It's a hell of a Friday, Tobes. Welcome back, Grant, Danny LeFan. Toby's in for GP. Okay. We're brought to you today and every day by the law firm of Condori and Morab, state planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. One more of these. Ready?
Very good.
Isn't that a good snap?
It is.
That's a good snap.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Who are their best pass rushers? Washington's. Who are their three best guys?
Honestly, Von Miller is probably number one.
I think that's fair. I would argue that Luvu right now, this minute, I don't mean all time, but coming
sure,
into this season.
Okay, yeah.
I'd argue Luvu, but Luvu. I think it's reasonable.
No, I think Luvu, sure. Mm-hmm. Luvu, probably Von Miller, and then it's probably Dorrance Armstrong. Maybe Johnny Newton gets there, but that's kind of projection more so than reality at this point. Yeah, so I think it'd be those three, right?
So I've got Luvu, Armstrong, and Miller, whatever order you want. Remember, Armstrong had 3.5 sacks in the playoffs.
Yeah, he was really good.
Five in the regular season, kind of started slow. I thought sort of came on, played better football as the year progressed. But he was really good in the postseason. And I'm hoping you get a little Daniel Murphy-style carryover, right? Where you have a great postseason. Oh, that's right, I'm pretty capable. Maybe they unleashed something. Maybe they found something schematically. I don't know what it was. Health. Who knows? But he played really well in the postseason. So among those three guys, Luvu, 8 last year, Armstrong, 5, Von Miller, 6. My rudimentary math tells me that's a total of 19 sacks between the three guys. I ask you, I'll ask Ryan, I'll ask Darius, and hell, if Russell's hanging out, he can answer the question too. Over or under between those three guys, 20.5 sacks. Over or under 20.5 sacks for Luvu, Armstrong, Miller. And my follow-up is that a good over-under total, or should I change it somehow? Like, is that underselling, or does that feel appropriate? That's a sack and a half more than they had last year combined.
I think that feels about right.
Does it feel right?
I think that feels about right. Now, I'm going to take the under on this number. But it feels about right. You're right. I think it is about that number.
I thought it was pretty good. I came up with it in the car while I was driving by myself. I'm not bragging, but I can do that.
With an easy pass? Do you have an easy pass?
I do. I have an easy pass.
So yeah. 19 sacks is what they combined for last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think Luvu gets about the same sack production. I could see his sack total going down and still being good, though. Like, you know, maybe he finishes with 7 sacks, 6.5, and he's still productive. I think Vaughn maxes out at 6 or 7. And I don't know that I see Dorrance Armstrong over the entirety of the season getting much more than the 5 sacks that he had, even though he was really, really effective in the playoffs. I'm going to take
Why not? You're not buying it?
No, I like him. I just think that he's kind of a little bit of he's a number two to me. And occasionally he can pop up and make plays, but I don't see him suddenly breaking out and having 8 sacks.
But he was an 8.5, 7.5 sack guy at part-time duty in Dallas. He was their third pass rusher.
Yeah, I just don't see him getting...
You don't think that happens again?
I think part of the reason that he was effective in the playoffs is like Dante Fowler was so good during the regular season, and he was able to kind of get some of that. I just don't see that that's going to carry over. And not to say that he's a bad player, but I think he's probably in that 5-6 sack range again. I'm going to take the under by a slim margin. Like if we're going 20.5, 19.5, 20 is kind of where I think they're at. So I'm going to go slightly under.
So Ryan, when you're doing the headline for your for clicks... Toby thinks Dorrance Armstrong is a bum, useless, and he's angry that he still exists.
Yeah, you want me to say it for us so he's your clip?
Yeah, get the succinct clip.
Dorrance Armstrong is a bum and not very good at rushing the passer.
There it is. Of course, we are kidding. Everybody calm down.
I like Dorrance Armstrong.
Don't do the thing where you tweet at Dorrance Armstrong. You should see what they're saying about you. Yeah. I like him. I like him.
I hope he tweets later and says, keep that same energy.
And drops a mixtape on him. That's funny.
I love you, Dorrance Armstrong. I'm kidding.
That's funny.
He won't include that in the clip.
Again, also funny. Darius, over under 20.5 for those three.
So I'm going to go over. I think we do get a little bit of a bump from Dorrance Armstrong's numbers.
I do too.
From last year. Because I think that he spent most of last year hampered. Now, he played in 16 games, but we know he was injured pretty much the majority of the year, if not all the year, which I think is why he started to get healthier towards the end of the year. And I think that is why he started to play better in the playoffs, because he did get healthier as the year went on. So I do think we get a little bit of a bump from Dorrance Armstrong. I think it's going to be about the same from Luvu, around that 8 sacks or so. Maybe blitz packages increase that gives him more opportunities. Von Miller, I think you're sleeping on a little bit. If Dante Fowler was able to get 10 sacks in this scheme, I don't see why Von Miller can't replicate that.
Fewer snaps, you don't think? I mean, Fowler played a lot.
Well, so I was showing...
You don't think, Darius?
I was showing Darius some highlights of him last year, just the pressures that he had. He still got it.
There's some
not all
there,
the time,
right?
But he still got it.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, how many fewer snaps are we talking? Because it's not like Dante Fowler was out there on 100% of the snaps at all. You know, he was clearly... They clearly didn't like him as a run defender and kept him off the field in a lot of those situations.
Other teams loved him as a runner.
Right, sure, yeah. And I'm sure Von Miller's not going to be in there much on first down either, but I still think it's going to be effective enough to the point where he's going to surpass or at least be around where Dante Fowler was last
year. So Fowler played 52% of snaps last year on defense, and Von Miller last 2 years has been around 32-33. So you think it goes
see
up
him
this year?
I can see him being more effective in less snaps than what Dante Fowler was.
Corporate Ryan Clary, over or under 20.5?
I think it's over also. I love the Von Miller addition. I think if he does play more snaps, which I think he will this season, I think he'll be healthier as well. I think himself will probably have 6 to 8 sacks. I think Frankie Luvu will have more sacks than he did last year. He's a great pass rusher in the situations that he has given. And also, I think, again, Dorrance Armstrong. I think he was a lot better than what the sack total said this past season. He got to the quarterback more than what he did in 2023. I think hopefully we'll start to see a much healthier version, but also a better version of Dorrance Armstrong. I think 20 and a half, I think, honestly, I could see them having like 24 sacks or 25 sacks
this
season. I'd be really happy, and that's honestly what I think will happen.
Quick show meeting. Darius, could Russell not hear me?
So I think once Ryan turns his mic on, it doesn't allow anybody else to hear what you're saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I could hear you because it's coming in through my headphones.
Okay.
But obviously, anybody else in the room.
So behind the scenes, Darius and Ryan are in the producer studio, and our guy Chris Russell was in there too. And I literally hit the little talkback thing as Ryan started. I was saying, "Hey, Chris, I'll come to you next." Chris, and he literally turns and sort of slowly.
As soon as you started talking to him, he's like, "Screw you, Danny, I'm gone."
And he literally slowly walked out of the room to sort of. Just kind of like tossing a ball up in the air, like, yep, not talking to that idiot. I go, yeah, I guess he's leaving.
The best part was your disappointment and like him walking away, and you're like, oh, so I guess he's just walking out.
I guess he's not going to answer the question.
He wasn't bullish on this segment.
Pretty funny, too.
We're doing great with callbacks this segment.
I mean, everybody's being way funnier than me, and that's super annoying. I don't like that. Now I'm in a good mood. Let me ask you guys, 800-636-1067. So here's my case for over, okay? 20 and a half sacks for Luvu, Armstrong, and Miller. I think Luvu's number goes up some because I think they realized this is what we got. This is our best pass rusher. He was a part-time pass rusher last year, the same way that, like, for a while, Micah Parsons was I'm not comparing the two. Parsons is a all-pro, one of the three or four best defensive players in the league. But the same way they realized, hey, this middle linebacker thing for Parsons, he's good at that and all, but dude, yeah,
ain't worth
this pass rushing thing.
Yeah.
Do that. And he does it a lot. And he does, you know, that percentage kept going up and up and up. I think it's a similar thing here for Luvu. I think they realize that guy, whether it's hand in the dirt, standing up, whatever, he's getting upfield. He's rushing the passer way more this year than he did last year, even with the addition of Von Miller, I think. Armstrong, I'm buying as a uptick a little bit candidate. I'm not talking about 15. I'm not saying this is, you know, Von Miller's prime or something crazy, but he's, with playing time, has been a 7.5, 8.5 sack guy. Whether he does that or not, whether it's, you know, 6, 6.5, that's still an uptick for him. I'm predicting an uptick already from Luvu. Again, probably 9, 9.5. Uptick from Armstrong, 6, 6.5. Maybe call it 7. Let's go crazy. I'm already at a place where whatever I get from Von Miller, I'm now at the number. So I'm not talking about 30. Remember when Chase Young and Montez Sweat were like, we're going to set the record. I'm like, let's set the record
let's
straight.
Relax, no, you're not. A little bit.
Yeah. Let's both of you have to get double digits first before we start putting ourselves in gold jackets. But to me, I think they'll be in the low 20s. And Ryan's 24 number, to me, is the hope. That's kind of that, if we got that, if we Frankenstein this pass rusher, we Voltroned it with the five different lions, right, that ultimately form Voltron, and then Voltron would fight one of the road beasts, and eventually he's going to form the blazing sword and cut the road beast in half.
Sure,
doesn't matter what Prince, was it Zixor? Xerxes? I can't remember the prince.
No idea.
But it's before your time. It's Voltron. It's amazing. Greatest cartoon of all time. Down. As the changing is happening, it's so good, and they turn into Voltron, the big robot. But the blazing sword couldn't, you couldn't withstand the blazing sword. Didn't matter. It was the ultimate force in the universe. It always made you wonder as a kid, why not just start with that? Just lead with that? But then the episode's over way too soon. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, point is, Voltron this pass rush. I think that's the idea. You add Von Miller, it's not 15 sack Von Miller, 6.5, 7 sack Von Miller. That's how you get to that 24 number. So I've got over, but I'm not about to go and to the betting window and put my life savings on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm under, and I'm hoping that another name pops up and is a part of this, and that's Johnny Newton. I'm hoping that Johnny Newton next year has 6, 7.5 and takes away from Dorrance Armstrong, Frankie Luvu's number. I hope it's just a combined number of Kinlaw playing really well as well.
I am not a believer. I know Grant is in the pass rush of Newton. Maybe I would love to be wrong because that would just change everything.
So I buy his pass rush. I don't buy anything else, which is a bit of an issue. But I think that's kind of what you got him, right? A penetrator who's a little bit undersized?
That was the idea, yeah. I just that's not where they're going. I mean, it's he's now to me like I don't well whatever we'll break that down at some point. 800-636-1067. Over or under 20 and a half sacks for this triumvirate of their what we think are their best pass rushers, or at least their defensive end or edge type players. Over or under 20 and a half. Your call's next on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
At 5 o'clock, I want to talk about the fact that we got everything that we wanted, and now we're kind of complaining about it. I'll tell you what I mean. You guessed it at 5 o'clock. Welcome back. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Tobias Funke in for GP. I remain Fanny Mouye at Funny Danny on Twitter. Toby's at Toby_Altizer. Put this together, a little over-under action. It's a two-parter. One, do I have the over-under right? I said 20 and a half sacks. You could say it should be higher, lower, whatever you want to do. I feel like it's a pretty good number. Over-under, total sacks for Von Miller, Frankie Louvu, and Dorrance Armstrong. I've got a slide over. Toby's got a slide under.
Yeah, I think this is right around the perfect number. But they were at 19 last year. I think that's kind of right where they're at this year. Whether it's Von Miller has one less and then Frankie Louvu has one more, or Frankie Louvu has a sack and a half less and Dorrance Armstrong finishes with a few more. I just think they're right around that same number where Armstrong had 5, Louvu had 8, Miller had 6. I think that number of 19, 19 and a half, 20 is perfect.
Would that be a disappointment?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
I think if you're getting 6 sacks, I mean, honestly, the only disappointment if you did that would be Dorrance Armstrong. And I'm not really that disappointed with what he did last year because he kind of did exactly what I expected. If you're expecting more out of him, then yeah, maybe it's a little bit disappointing, but I kind of expected him to be a number two, number three type edge rusher, and that's kind of the production he gave you.
800-636-1067, over under 20.5 sacks for the pass rushing triumvirate. Reggie, DC, what's up, buddy? You're on the Fan.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, bud.
I got it more, and the reason I got it more, I'm looking at 20, I mean, off the top of my head, probably 24 and a half, and that's because of secondary. Forbes, St. Juice, and Davis was so bad last year that I don't even know how aggressive you could be as far as Quinton and blitz packages because our secondary was so bad. So I'm thinking with Amos, with Sanders still moving in the slot, Lattimore probably going to give us – I'll give him 8-9 games before he goes out with a hamstring. But the first 8 or 9 games, I think he's going to look like semi-Lattimore, and I think the back end is going to be the reason why we hit that number and get probably close, tickle that 22, 23, because our secondary is going to be so much better. Again, think about how bad our secondary was.
It was not good,
Reggie. It wasn't good, so you can't be as aggressive and then maybe give those dudes some opportunities for some one-on-one and things of that nature because they were so bad.
Appreciate you, Reggie. Good call. Here's what I would say to that, though, in response. Yes, with blitzes. Like, how many times could you afford to send Wagner or a safety or something like that? We're talking about the guys that are rushing regardless of what's going on behind them. But I understand his point, and actually, I think that was really the main issue with the defense last year. Everyone pointed to the run defense. And yeah, I'm not telling you it was good. I think they knew they were so bad there in the secondary that they went, I'd rather give up 8 yards on first down, hand it off to Bijan Robinson, than have Drake London kick our butts.
Yeah.
But again, I talked about this a million times until I'm blue in the face, but that Baltimore game to me was the microcosm of what their defense was. It was the finger in the dam defense, right? Where you go, we're not letting Derrick Henry beat us. And for the first half, he didn't. They were actually really good against Henry. But because of that, they couldn't stop Zay Flowers, who went 9 catches, 107,000 yards, and was killing them. So finally, I said, okay, we'll cover that. We'll put our finger right there. And then what happened in the second half?
Mm-hmm.
Derrick Henry, untouched and comfortable. That was the deal. Like, pick your poison. And the point may be this year is you may not have to pick your poison if their vision comes to pass.
Yeah, and I think a big thing, too, is with these three, I'm having the same issue that you did with Case.
I'm telling you, something's going on.
These three specifically. I think I got it.
Yeah.
These three specifically.
The specifics.
I think that I want to see some of the other guys step up, and I think that's going to be a big part of their season. Like, you just paid a lot for Javon Kinlaw. Kinlaw's got to do something in the passing game, so I'd like to see him finish with 6-7 sacks. Is that taken away from Armstrong and those guys? Probably. I want to see Newton. I want to see Payne. Like, if we threw one of those guys in there, maybe it's a little bit different, but I think those other three that we chose were the top three pass rushers. I think it's more so about the unit more so than these three specifically, because I think a lot of your pressure hopefully can come from the interior as well, because you're paying a lot of those guys in the interior.
Let's go to Umair and Alexandria. Hope I got your name right, sir. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey,
so originally for the screener, I told him, I was like, I think it's over, but, you know, I took a glance. I gotta say I'm leaning under because, I mean, we already go up against the best offensive line in football twice a year. But looking at our schedule, I mean, there are some more formidable offensive lines that we're going to be facing this year. For example, like the Chiefs, the Broncos, Chargers. I mean, these guys have some really good offensive lines. So, like, you know, the more and more I think about it, I think your number at 20.5 is good, but I think it's a slight under. And it wouldn't be a disappointment to me because, again, we're going up against more formidable offensive lines this year. So that leads me to believe that, you know, I think 20. Maybe right at 20, to be honest.
Smart point. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. I mean, he referenced it. Philadelphia twice, Detroit, that's three. Broncos are really good. All of a sudden, you're just, it's harder to do, duh, right?
Well, and, you know, last year, when you're able to rack up some sacks when you're up by so much, are you not going to be up as much? Where you're going to have to be, it's not just pin your ears back and get after the quarterback time. It's still, you have to play the run, or maybe even the other team is ahead, and they're not passing the ball as much.
Chris Hyattsville, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Danny. I have a opinion, but real quick, which cartoon had a better change sequence? He-Man, Thundercats, or Voltron?
Pick my favorite child. To me, the thing I got the most excited for was the He-Man change when he went from Prince Adam and Cringer to, you know, Battle Cat and He-Man respectively, but, you know, by the power of Grayskull, and that, like, every kid went outside and held like a pretend sword aloft. So it's probably that one I got the most excited for. But listen, if you saddled me with that Voltron formation sequence, you know what I'm talking about? Like the electricity in my veins, I'd be really happy with that one too.
They're all classics. Personally, I'm a Thundercats guy. So I think that they are over because I think that Fowler's production for last year was largely a product of teams trying to account for Armstrong. And PFF had him graded much higher than Fowler, who, and also Fowler got a couple of lucky sacks, you know, where he kind of tapped guys that had already given up or whatever.
The Dennis Stubblefield, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he got a couple stubbies. So I think that they're going to be over because I think Armstrong's going to be more productive. And I also think that if they're better against the run, that sets them up for more third and long pass rush, you know, 10 your ears back type situations. As far as Von Miller goes, though, I really think this is Adam Peters saying, if you could come in one game and make one difference this year, it's worth it for whatever we're paying you. I really am not expecting much from him at all. And if anything we get from him is really icing on the cake.
Kind of a bonus, yeah. I smell what you're cooking. Appreciate you, dude, as always. Good phone calls on that. Regular old July football topic, people. We did something. Little snaps. Not, I don't think the audience is going to applaud that, but it's worth doing. I like those kinds of conversations. Good for you. Good for you. Here's where I'm going next. I'm going to try to sell you guys on something. I'm going to reach deep down into my bag, and I'm going to bring you a little Calm It Down. I'm going to grab a little Calm It Down for you, and I'm going to hand it out. Anybody wants some Calm It Down, I got it for you. I think we're forgetting ourselves. I think we're missing, what do you kids say? They're missing the plot?
Yes.
I think we're missing the plot on this one. We've begged for something, and now we got it, and we're angry about it. I'll explain. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.